So the boundaries exist to enhance the experience. Well, when it comes to the relationship between Paul and the church, he begins with those who are in authority because of the boundaries. So here's the principle that I want you to think about as a student, as you move into the classroom, as a mom when you're dealing with a rebellious child, or maybe as a son that you're dealing with an elderly parent, maybe at work when you're dealing with employees or your employer, whatever the case may be. Here's what I want you to know. The worldview of the Bible is that we are different. People are different in function, but everyone is exactly the same when it comes to essence. When Paul describes the elders of the church, he is not implying, see, this is the way we were trained. This is our heritage as Westerners. This is the way that the church has thought for many, many years, and we come from that. Most of us, we come from that background where this is varsity and this is JV. Like, if you're a pastor, if you're one of those professionals, if this is what you do for a living, you're the real Christian. So when someone gets in the hospital and there is a problem with something, that's the person you call upon so they can, because they're closer to God, they talk to God, you know, in a closer manner, or they pray better than I do. See, that's not the biblical worldview of the Bible. Paul is not calling on the elders because they are varsity and then the rest of the church is JV. What the Bible is describing is that what we're seeing is simply Paul describing that, yes, there is elders, there is a structure, there is, just like at home, you have a father, you have a mother, you have children. See, it's because there is a function to be performed. But in essence, we are exactly the same. So now, translate this, what I just told you. Please translate that into classroom tomorrow or next week. Translate that into relationships at work, at home, where, here's my point. When you walk into the office, and we are in a time and age, this is where we are today, where we have to be very careful with political correctness. We have to be very careful that we do not segregate anybody, that we do not put or label people based on their, you know, lifestyle preference, based on their belief system, based on their practices or their gender and things like that. Listen to me for a second. See, what the Bible is describing is that the function and the essence of who we are and what we do, meaning this is my function at work, my function at home, my function at school. I'm the student, I'm not the professor. I'm the wife, I'm not the husband. And this is who I am. I am this individual that is the son and daughter of this, you know, couple, or however I was raised and brought into the conversation. Paul is asking us to look at this as the beginning of the conversation, not the end of the conversation, implying what he's asking us to do is to look at what we do and who we are as means to an end. The churches in Ephesus, and the reason why this chapter is crucial is because these churches, these elders, these brothers and sisters, they make the mistake to look at what they did and look at who they were as the end. In other words, if you think about relationships in marriage, most of the time in marriage, if you begin on what you do with what you do, you're always going to be driven with a sense of entitlement. You're always going to remind your spouse what you did for them and what your mom did to us when we first got married. Remember that? So you always look at actions and behavior as with the component as the end. And this is why I keep on telling you that we have to be very careful as you go into the new school year, as you go into the next phase in your job or whatever you're doing, listen to me, is that your behavior is not conveying a moralistic deism, implying that you believe that there is a God, but it's all about my morality. It's about me, how I behave, and how, because I've never cheated on you, talking about to the wife, you know, you owe me, and because I did this for you at work, now he owes me. Does that make sense? See, this is not about your behavior. This is about that your behavior is means to an end. Your essence, who you are as an individual is extremely important because you were created in the image of God. So your life is of value, but the value of your life is simply to remind you and remind each other that there is something bigger than just my life. Does that make sense? So think about it in terms of marriage counseling. Marriage counseling is trying to move two individuals, a husband and a wife, from thinking that what they have done or what they do and thinking about who they are or they think they are to move them away from looking at those components as end and then instead of means. The goal of the conversation is to look at what you do, or you've done, or you will do, or who you are, or who you will become, not as the end, but as means to an end.